At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. GGS 104.1 FM KMOX. So every Monday and Friday, Bernie Miklas is with us, courtesy of Saliga Heating and Cooling. He's making a special appearance at my request today, and I appreciate it, Bern. Thank you very much. And let me do a solid for Saliga. I called them at your suggestion back during the winter, and the guy I dealt with was a prince, and they walked me through what I needed to do, didn't charge me a dime. So Saliga's my place. I appreciate it.
No, man, I that endorsement or just your approval means the world, because I know how you are with people you talk about on the radio. You just don't, you know, hawk stuff just to hawk stuff. So you got a lot of credibility with things like that. But I'm not surprised either, because Saliga Heating and Cooling has been taking care of great care of us and a lot of people we know, including neighbors, for a long, long time.
So Wheels and I, like I always try to listen to Gas House when I can, but we were having lunch today and we made a point to get out as early as we could to get back by noon to hear Ollie, and it didn't disappoint. It was quite a segment. So I have pointed questions, but I want to start out just by getting your impression of the interview.
There were a couple things. I mean, we put the questions out there that needed to be addressed, like not starting Sonny Gray against the Cubs. His explanation made sense on one level, but it was also lacking in a way. But I also believe Ollie Marmol has got his hands tied in a lot of different ways, because, you know, Sonny Gray likes a set routine. Sonny Gray wants it to be done this way. This is how he wants to pitch. This is how many days off he wants. This, you know. And, you know, I know fans think that he should just basically, any manager should just like bark out orders to Sonny Gray. It doesn't work like that in any clubhouse. The other thing, you know, he's got his hands tied by Ryan Helsley because he's got a routine. He doesn't want to pitch, you know, unless it's a save situation. He doesn't want to pitch more than one inning. And this, I mentioned that stuff to lead up to the next thing. It was my impression that Ollie Marmol was really frustrated, and I can only speculate what he's frustrated about. But I do know some things, and if you were to ask me, well, what could he possibly be frustrated about other than, you know, their recent play? My educated guess would be that he's frustrated about some roster considerations. And maybe there's some things that he wants to do, like remove Fetty from the rotation, maybe move Michaelis out in some way, maybe have Fetty and Michaelis work as a tandem in one of those starts. One of them start, one relieve, and then, you know, McGreevy's in the rotation. And maybe he is being told no by his boss. And let's remind everyone that the president of baseball operation controls the roster. And it's not like the manager, even if the manager has ideas to sort of go against the grain, they're not normal, the way things are done normally. The president of the baseball operations, you know, can very much push back against that with a lot of authority. Now, I could be irresponsible if I am off base about this, but frankly, I don't think I am off base about this because we know how John Mozeliak rolls, and we know that it is a very weird time down at Busch Stadium in terms of the transition to a new guy who has not yet taken over for John Mozeliak. I don't even know what to say about that other than that.
I had the same reaction you did, Byrne, in watching it and listening to it. There's a clear frustration that feels like, because I don't communicate directly with the manager. I don't text him. I don't, like, if I see him, I say hi, but it's not like a regular thing. So I'm not getting any, this is not inside. This is my read. He comes across as a frustrated person that is somewhat handcuffed in what he's able to do. And I'm not talking about the Sonny thing as much as Michaelis and Fetty. And, you know, I did find it interesting that he said that if Mats hadn't had to be used the way that he was Saturday, that he would have been an opener for Fetty on Sunday, right. Which is one of the things you and Matt and I talked a lot about. Like, these are the creative things, and he's seemed to be very open to it. But he also said something that was a little bit, I'm curious to get if your read was the same as mine, Byrne, because when you guys asked about that, he mentioned that there are multiple voices at the table when you're talking about doing things like openers. And then he referred to kind of running the clubhouse and main. And I read that as the players don't want it. And that's,
no, I read that too.
And,
yeah,
and
same way.
In that sense, I do not have sympathy, because if a player doesn't want it, then they need to pitch better.
Why would they not want it? What is it about using an opener that they would not like?
Breaks their routine. They're veterans. They're used to a certain way of doing it, right? I mean, I don't know if you read it differently than that, Byrne, but like guys like Fetty and Michaelis, they've been doing this since they were 10 years old, and they're starters, and they don't want it to change.
I agree with that. I feel the same way. And if indeed that's the case, then I just throw my hands up, and actually might throw some other things up. And I would just say, what in the world gives Fetty and Michaelis, if it's them, gives them the idea that they're calling the shots or they deserve to be treated with the utmost respect? They are punching bags, okay? They're a liability to the team. Michaelis ought to count his blessings along with his money every single night before he goes to sleep. He should have no standing there. Fetty should not have any standing there. Fetty hasn't even been a Cardinal all that long. So, listen, pitchers especially can be finicky. But, at some point, I understand any frustration he has with John Mozeliak. But at some point, with Ryan Helsley, for example, the Helsley rules. You have a closer who never pitches. So what's the point? Ryan Helsley shouldn't be saying, well, this is how I want to be used, period, right? No pitcher should be sitting there, voicing his displeasure with the idea of being part of a bullpen game, let's say. Like, where do they get off with that, if indeed that's what's happening? But I suspect your hunch is correct.
And then I would then ask the question again. This is most of what we talked about, like what you guys talked about today, most of it I felt sympathetic toward the manager.
Right.
I was like, I get it. I understand the idea that the manager doesn't make all of those calls. He certainly doesn't make roster moves. And when McGreevy's name came up, he sure seemed eager to praise and, I'd love to have him here. I'm sure he
has
would.
Said that. Listen, in our conversation with him every week, it just about comes up. He underlines every week how much he wants McGreevy, how much he loves McGreevy. But he often follows that up with, but as you guys know, I don't make the roster decision.
Right.
Which is like, that is a pretty direct shot at his boss.
I mean, even if it's not intended that way, it is. And I think it underscores a really interesting dynamic. This is the modern game. You look at 30 teams out there, almost no manager has the sway to do what, say, Tony La Russa would do back in the day, which is go in and pound the table and demand. Now, listen, this guy's going down, bring this guy up, or go get a trade done, whatever. The dynamic is different in baseball now, and that's not just a Cardinals thing.
I will say this, covering La Russa as closely as I did for 16 years. La Russa, the opinions and the feelings of veterans who had established themselves as asset. La Russa was very much in touch with that.
Absolutely.
But when guys actually they don't help you win. They actually are a main reason of why you're losing. I wouldn't care what they think. It's like, you're not doing your job. So who are you to try to interfere with me doing my job? You know, it's one thing if a Chris Carpenter tells a Tony La Russa, you know, hypothetically, well, you know, this routine skip would work better for me. Here's why. And La Russa, it might be Izzy, it might be Carpenter, it might have been Matt Morris, it could have been any number of the Wainwright, any number of those pitchers. La Russa will, when he possibly can, he will defer to them because they had huge credibility and they were extremely valuable. And they also were very much team first players. But if we're talking about Fetty and Michaelis, they should have no standing whatsoever in that clubhouse.
It is an interesting thing because I also think, and again, I'm not trying to be too harsh because I don't know what's inside each person's mind. It's a valid thing to say that maybe those guys just think they can best help the team in the starting role. But I would prefer a team that would be willing to, a player that would be willing to do what is best for the team in the moment. And all these other teams that you cited today, you cited the Dodgers, the Tigers, the Rays. There's a lot of teams that do these creative things. And the reason it works is because the players buy in.
Right.
And the players say, whatever it takes to win, that's what I'm willing to do. And maybe right. they just believe that they'll win better if they start. But if they believe that, they're not looking because I'm going to have this for tonight. But I would be willing to bet you that from opening day 2023 until now, Miles Michaelis will rank as the fifth or sixth worst pitcher in baseball.
Well, I can tell you that he does. I mean, I did the research on that the other day, and the numbers are probably just as bad as you think they are. In fact, 77 starting pitchers that have had qualifying innings since 2023. He ranks 72nd out of 77 in ERA. He ranks 73rd out of 77 in strikeout rate. He has the worst swing and miss rate of the 77, and in a metric that I very much value, win probability added, which simply means, does this guy help you win games, or is he a detriment to winning games? Miles Michaelis, over the last three seasons, ranked 75th among 77 starting pitchers in win probability added. So, yeah, we're talking about a bottom three shell of a starting pitcher who's got very little value. He's not even an innings eater anymore. But yet, the president of baseball operation, dang it, I gave him two contract extensions and he's had one good year since I did it. But dang it, we're going to go down with Miles Michaelis.
What about
this stuff is just cuckoo, man.
What about anyway. the unspoken dynamic of Mozeliak and Chaim Bloom? This must be Chaim Bloom knew going in this was going to be the deal. This was not his year, but that must right. be really frustrating to be Chaim.
And listen, I you know, I've been told they get along great because Mo was very much on board with hiring him, and Bill DeWitt wanted to do it. They sort of, but listen. I, you know, and Chaim Bloom's a really class guy, so he's not going to say a word to anybody. He's going to keep his feelings to himself. But I can only imagine some of the stuff that he thinks privately inside his own head. I can only imagine this stuff. And I also, this will sound really, really harsh. I'm not a hot take guy at all, but when I have a strong feeling, I will vent it. I think John Mozeliak ought to step aside and let Chaim Bloom handle the trade deadline. I'll just leave it at that. But he won't. So that's not going to happen.
Interesting.
Kev, your thought?
I would say at the very least, if not that, because I would co-sign on it with Byrne, I would say at the very least they should be co-equal in that. Because obviously, right. and especially, they've already said this too, so to be clear, the team has said decisions that impact the future will have input from Bloom. So right. if you're going to trade prospects or something along those lines, or if you're going to trade for a multi-year deal, for example, then that would certainly include the new guy coming in. But I don't understand what's being missed in some of these things. Because I know these are smart people. Mo's a smart guy. I just don't know why the attachment is so strong here.
I think the losing and the criticism maybe has just kind of been heaped on Mo to the point where it's just – Maybe he has I don't know how to explain it. It just messes with somebody's head. I mean, I can't you know, stand in his shoes. And I like him personally, even though I'm hard on him.
Agreed.
But you know, one other final thought about this. If indeed there is some type of pushback, anything to do with sort of moving Fetty aside for now, or maybe having Michaelis and Fetty share a rotation spot to appease Mozeliak or something like that. Wheels, I'm going to go back to something that you have said, Paulie has said, I have said, others have said, which is, okay, Fetty and Michaelis, do they fit the runway season? No, they do not. Okay, well, then that must mean that they're there because they help you win and they will help you get to the playoffs. No, that's not it either. So what is the point exactly?
I think it's a
You're not going to be able to get anything of value in a trade for Fetty.
I think it's a sunk cost fallacy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that we put so much into it. So, all right, Byrne, we can't thank you enough for making this unscheduled appearance. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. Call it the Bernie phone. Just press the button. I'll have a red flashing red light go off.
Send up the Bernie signal. So, I love it.
So take it. All right, take care, guys.
All right, pal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after. After you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. So, great show so far. In fact, so good, I think we should be able to take the next 90 minutes off. Just mail it in. Yeah. We'll do the bit about the chimps putting the grass up their butts again.
All right.
No, there's controversy in the Kansas City sports world as well. Have you guys seen this?
No.
So Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes took a picture with his lovely wife, and Patrick is not exactly ripped, and a KC radio person, radio people just suck, went off worst. On him, called him fat, says he needs to stop ordering bacon on DoorDash, and he's an embarrassment to the Chiefs. Here's the thing. It like when I was buddies with Bulger, when I mean, we still are good buddies, but when he was here playing, and Bulger's a tall, handsome drink of water, built well, but he's built like a quarterback. And he would talk about, I need a little extra because I am getting my ass handed to me. Patrick Mahomes, even if he does have a dad bod, he's freaking Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if he weighs 300 pounds. If he weighs 300 pounds and he wins Super Bowls, who cares?
And if it's anything like last year, he's going to get sacked eight times in a frigging game.
I'm looking at the picture right now. I think Patrick Mahomes looks great.
He just looks like a normal guy.
He looks
normal
completely normal.
He looks like
normal.
An athlete.
He looks
he
in shape. And I would love for whoever this radio host is in Kansas City to take off his shirt and post the picture to the internet, and then we can all have our say about what's going on.
Oh, I bet he's a workout
him.
Fiend, if I had to guess.
Really?
Just because of the way he's talking.
Well,
just the
I don't
way
know.
That he would judge. I mean, like, I'm guessing that's what he is, because he's probably one of those fitness nerds.
Kevin out of nowhere just like, no, I bet he's hot as hell.
No, I bet he is, because that's how those guys, that's how the bros talk.
I bet he's freaking jacked,
those
man.
Workout bros talk that way. Like, oh, look at that guy. He's got a dad bod. Like, who cares? He's one of the best in the world at what he does.
I wouldn't call this a dad bod. You
no.
can see abs. Like, you can see, like, the top of his abs in these photos.
I don't. Have you never seen a quarterback before? I covered Dan Marino when he was with the Dolphins, man. You know what
Great
he was
example.
Doing? You know what Dan Marino was doing while the team was running sprints in training camp? He was standing next to the coach chewing tobacco and spitting in a cup. Like, it doesn't matter for those guys. Now, some of them are. Lamar Jackson's in amazing shape. Josh Allen is a freak of nature, and he's in amazing shape. But it's not a prerequisite for a quarterback. You need to be able to do your job.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, Rick, there's a big game tonight. I'm sure you've heard of it. The Bud Light All-Stars are playing the Jets. And so I reserved a seat for you at 7:15 at SLU. Come on by.
Let me see if I might be a little busy, but I'll see if I can cut
okay.
away for a bit.
Fair enough. Maybe you get a couple of innings. It's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to let the game breathe. Maybe
right.
I let it breathe for two innings, so
that's
it's fine.
Right. That's right. So we've had quite a day here on KMOX. First of all, congratulations to KMOX and the Cardinals for renewing their
yes.
relationship. That's huge.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah, that's
that.
Outstanding. So good. Yes. Yeah, it's awesome.
And then the Gas House Gang had Ali on, as they do every Tuesday, and he was, as Ali always is, very candid and honest, and a couple of interesting things came out of it, and I'll just sum them up for you, and then I'll let Kevin Wheeler take over. But from the bleacher seat where I sat, it seemed like Ali was saying, hey, I am the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. I am not the general manager. I'm not the president of baseball operations. I put the people on the field who they give me, and that was interesting. And then secondly, it seemed like he was saying that if they went to an opener situation, which quite candidly I'd never heard of before, where you have someone open for the opener, but it seems intriguing to me that it may not go over so well in the clubhouse. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, the two things, let me start with the first thing. I think that is the way it is everywhere right now, that the manager kind of just deal. I mean, I think that's true of Dave Roberts in L.A.
Yep.
It's true of Tito Francona in Cincinnati. I mean, that's just kind of the way the structure of the game is right now, that managers will manage who that you give them, but they don't, you know, it's not Whitey Herzog anymore. It's not Whitey Herzog saying, I want that guy, and I'm going to play this guy, and I'm going to start this guy. It's just not that way anymore. And I think Tony La Russa was like that as well. So that's for sure. I think the opener question is interesting as to whether or not that would go over well in the clubhouse. I feel like, you know, the opener thing is it's an option. I would call it an option for a guy. When you've got a pitcher that's struggling, I think that's an option.
Yeah, in fact, Ollie did say, Ricky, that on Sunday, Mats was going to be the opener for Fetty, but they needed him to win the game Saturday. So obviously you choose to win the game and not worry about the next day. So they've definitely were preparing for that. They've talked about it, but he was the one that kind of hinted at, and again, he didn't say it directly, but he was kind of like, my, you know, there's more than one voice involved in this. And he mentioned, you know, keeping the clubhouse online. And I get it. I know that starting pitchers really take pride in being starting pitchers, and they've been doing it their whole lives. But there's also this element of if you're not doing the job, sometimes your job changes.
Yeah, yes. And I think the voice in the clubhouse, I think it's always smart to be sensitive to kind of where everybody is in the clubhouse. But I think, you know, that kind of swings two different ways. It's like, you know, it's like the teams that say when you get to the trading deadline, we need help. You could also twist that to say that team is saying we're not very good and get rid of that guy. I mean, so you have to be kind of sensitive to the fact that, you know, there are people involved and you have to handle it appropriately. But honestly, you got to do what's best for the team ultimately. And so I'm sure that, look, there's not an option that they haven't thought about already. But I know that opener is certainly one of them.
So this is, I find this to be a bigger, like an interesting bigger picture question, Rick, and you've been around the game your whole life. People on the outside like me, we tend to gravitate toward change faster than teams do. Teams are going to be maybe too slow, and people like me are going to be too fast. And I wonder if there's a medium, like a middle ground there where maybe that would be the ideal time to make a change, whether it's a lineup change, different role in the pen, opener, that kind of stuff, whatever it happens to be.
So I don't want to send everybody to the library. Are there any libraries anymore? I'm not even sure they exist.
Right across the street from where we are.
But you can get it online if you need to. But there was a book called Leading Change that I read several years ago in an organization where I was actually leading change. And there's a lot of principles involved in that. And part of it is you get buy-in. And you get buy-in on multiple levels. And there's so many great principles in that particular book. Again, Leading Change, I think Andy Stanley wrote it. But the point is, it was all about kind of, you know, the idea may be good, but there are people, there are assets, there's future, there's communication, there's marketing, there's all kinds of things that go along with any kind of change that you make. And if you just make it without thinking all those things through, you end up getting in trouble.
It's interesting times. I know it's funny, the pitching was, you know, this conversation about, you know, Fetty and Michaelis, and then also kind of how Sonny was aligned, all that was kind of a big part of the conversation. But there was also some talk about the offense, Ricky, which has been an interesting mystery because it's for the last, what, maybe 3 weeks, it's been either on or off. When it's on, it's 7, 8, 9 runs. When it's off, it's nothing.
Yeah, and I think you could probably point to the Dodgers and say the same thing. You could point to the Pirates, certainly, and say the same thing because they were gangbusters against us, and then they haven't had a hit since. I mean, it is weird the way baseball is. It's very cyclical, and again, that's part of it. Part of this change question is, you know, you have to look at kind of a longer-range view of it to say what's going on in the last week or what's going on in the last 2 weeks, maybe even better way to say it. And again, it hasn't been great. The offense has not been great, no question. But you can't kind of discard kind of what happened, you know, 3 weeks ago or what the potential is going forward. And it's, you know, it's tricky business when you try to figure out how to handle changes with that. But I think obviously the offense has to gel or the Cardinals for the Cardinals to compete. It just has to.
Yeah, and we all, when Ollie was talking about it, he mentioned there are a lot of guys that are just going through things, physical things. Like Arenado's been banged up, and obviously Herrera's out.
Burley's been banged up. Burley is too.
And you know, in the earlier part of the year, Ricky, all of us here, you know, you with us on DGS, Bernie and Matt Pauly and I, all of us on our various shows would talk about should this guy play, should that guy. That's not even really a question right now. With Jordan Walker and Herrera out, it's kind of pretty straightforward what you're going to run out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very true. And so you don't have as many choices, that's for sure.
Right.
And, you know, the choice became, you know, do you play Hampson in center or do you play Fermin in left and Nootbaar to center? I mean, you did not imagine that scenario 3 weeks ago.
No.
And that's, you know, the Cardinals really missed Ivan Herrera. And, you know, he's not the greatest defensive player in the world. He's really learning. He's working on it. He's getting better. But the dude can hit. And to not have him on a daily basis just creates a hole, no question.
So congratulations to Brendan Donovan getting his first All-Star nod. Rick, are you a big All-Star guy? Do you enjoy that week?
I'm not a big fan of the All-Star game. I think they've monkeyed with it so many times over the years. I really have great disdain for the Home Run Derby. I just don't like it because it's not baseball. So I don't like that. The All-Star game used to be just an exhibition between the American League and the National League. And frankly, there is no American League and National League anymore. There's just Major League teams because they play everybody. It doesn't feel the same way it used to when you would have, a big star in the National League play against a big star in the American League. Wow, I wonder what that's going to be like. Well, you know what it's like because they played against each other last week. So I think a lot of the mystique about the All-Star game is gone, and I almost never watch it.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. You're right, Rick. I mean, it's something that the league has tried to fight, but I don't know that you can while the world is what it was. I mean, when I was a kid and when all of us were kids, the three of us, it was the only time of year a lot of us saw the other league's players.
Yeah.
And you didn't see many
games. That's right. That's right.
At that time, how many games a week were even on TV? Two? Now it's every night and you see everybody all the time.
So that's part of it. And it was also it's interesting because it used to be a contrast in styles. There was a National League style of play. There was an American League style of play. And then, which will work better when they play each other? This is interesting. And so now that's not even a thing. The strike zones are the same. The rules are the same. It was DH, no DH, and I'm going way back now. But before the DH, it was clearly a different style of game. And now it's kind of morphed into, it's like everybody plays everybody. It feels like the NBA. I mean, I don't even know the divisions anymore in the NBA. It doesn't matter. It's just, are you the best or not, kind of how it works. And I don't care for that personally. I think it takes away some of the rivalry stuff that you have interdivision and also the mystique of playing the other league.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a great game tonight.
Yep. Great to chat with you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back, DGS 1041 FM KMOX 249. So, Rach, you have a hot take? You think people should wear shirts in public?
I do. I don't want to get canceled for this, but I do believe my position is if you are walking around downtown St. Louis, put a shirt on because it's just kind of weird that you're not wearing a shirt. And I witnessed that this morning. It was a family. Maybe they're on vacation. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, who needs shirts on vacation?
But it was a mom and a dad and a little girl and a little boy. He looked to me maybe 11 or 12 years old. And he was walking around down Market Street. And he wasn't wearing a shirt. And my first thought was, I hope he has sunscreen on because it's a hot day. And he doesn't need to be exposed to the elements like this. I see his mom carrying his shirt for him. And I'm just going like, I mean, I guess I kind of get the decision. Your kid is complaining he's hot, so he wants to take off his shirt. But we're in the middle of a city filled with people. It just feels
weird. I'm torn on this
weird
because I'm from South Roxana. And one time when Phoebe and I were driving to see my mom, she was about 7. And after running across 3 or 4 groups of people, she said, "Does anyone wear a shirt in this town?" So shirts are strictly optional in South Roxana.
I do. I mean, maybe
we wear them as pants a
lot. Maybe I'm a hypocrite, but I do think it's different in South Roxana than it is in, I mean, you're in downtown St. Louis.
You're in a city.
Yeah, it's like we're city folks over here. Put a dang shirt on. It just feels crazy. Like, put on a shirt. Am I nuts? Like,
no.
What are you doing?
Your standards for downtown are just so high.
Dude.
Yeah.
You're really shooting for the stars on
this. And then it bothered
this.
Me that the mom was carrying the shirt. I'm like, if he's not going to wear a shirt, he can carry it himself. He's okay.
Yeah.
What's going on in this household?
And you can be honest, did the family seem weird?
No. They just seemed like they were visiting downtown and he didn't want to be wearing a shirt, which I get. But we're not at the beach.
Did he have a Patrick Mahomes body?
He did not. He was quite thin for a 12-year-old boy.
And what's the thing about spray tanning kids?
So a woman posted on like Facebook, TikTok, somewhere that she took her 7-year-old daughter to go get a spray tan, like just for funsies. And she said, you know, it's not a toxic formula. We used a special formula that's basically just sugar and water. But she wanted the spray tan, so we got it done. And a lot of people were commenting and saying, like, I don't know. I mean, I understand getting nails done and getting hair done and playing dress up and having fun, but like actually changing the tone of your skin at that young of an age, it feels a little icky.
I mean, I could see if it's a one-off, hey, this would be a crazy thing to do. But more than once, no. On a regular basis, spray tanning your kid, no.
I just think things like that usually turn into a more than one time thing.
Yeah.
Because the little girl is going to understandably like be excited that she got to do it. And again, I'm not a parent, so I guess it's really none of my business, but I don't think it's the choice I would make.
I'm asking for a friend, but how old is too old to get a spray tan?
How old is too old?
Yeah, say like plus or minus 60.
Look, you know me, Dave. I was on the spray tan train for years.
Yeah.
Every summer, I had my membership, and I was going and getting it done. Haven't done it for about 3 summers now. I feel so nice just embracing my natural pale skin tone. There are times where I'm like, yeah, I wish I was a little more tan, but I am loving not having like it streaking off or like it smells weird when you get it done. It just doesn't smell like you. And then you go to sleep that night and you're all like sticky from the spray tan. I feel happy that I've left that in
the past. It's been quite a while since I've spray tanned as well. A couple of summers. So I'm just pretty much my natural color, too. Yeah.
Nice.
So you're pretty just generally kind of tan.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although my thighs, they look like brining so
the,
turkeys.
The parts that are generally exposed on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. 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 Amy Mark's scores ruined me on that when she did the whole should men wear shorts ever. And I'm like, you took my sandals away.
First of all, why can't men wear shorts?
Ask Amy.
Did she say you can't?
She was just asking the question.
Oh, okay. I was
but just
say.
Asking the question suggests,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, if anybody thinks no, what's wrong with you?
I mean, I feel like, now, don't get me wrong, I wear them every weekend, but I feel like they...
And sometimes just shorts.
Sometimes just shorts.
Like when you went to your dad's house and you didn't take a shirt.
Who am I talking to? Whipping his shirt off just all
for
the time.
For the people who haven't been here long enough, this is one of my favorite Andrew stories ever. And I know you're going to defend yourself, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew and his wife were going a few blocks to his dad's house.
Two-ish.
Two-ish blocks. And Andrew decided not to wear a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my favorite part of it. Because you had a shirt at your dad's.
Yeah, there was a shirt waiting for me when I got there.
There was a shirt waiting for you there.
I knew there was a shirt waiting for me when I got there. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to wear a shirt. Like, I already wasn't wearing a shirt.
You don't need two shirts.
I'm not going to put on a shirt to walk two blocks and then change shirts.
Like putting a hat on a hat.
Yeah, once I get there, there's no need for that.
So it wasn't an option to just wear a shirt and then get the other one while you're there and bring it home?
Well, I needed to wear the shirt that I was going there to get.
It was a special shirt.
Yeah,
I got you. I did not realize that.
Yeah, it was my Chiefs shirt, and I was going over there for
the
football
game. Gotcha.
If you were walking down Market Street towards Union Station, would you have a shirt on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a.
So once again, it's an East Side thing.
This is just a neighborhood thing.
Yeah, it's a residential neighborhood. I feel comfortable walking around my residential neighborhood without a shirt on for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I felt okay about that.
That's a very nice. In any neighborhood, you'll see that.
Welcome
somebody's
to
cutting
Alton.
The lawn
shirts
or whatever.
Shirts are optional.
Yeah.
There's tons of people in my neighborhood that don't wear shirts.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that one
All over the place. So I was like, why not me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.